May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 991. Emptied of earth I fain would be, the world, myself, and all but thee, only reserved for Christ that died, surrendered to the crucified. Hymn 991.
Thank you.
Our reading from God's holy word is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets, and calling unto their fellows, and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to our souls, and help his servant to pray.
May the Lord indeed bless to us each the reading of his holy word of truth. And now help us and teach us to pray. O Lord, thou that art so high and holy, the eternal God, from everlasting to everlasting, Lord, we in our day, our generation, we upon this earth, we of the earth and earthy, would come, Lord, with a deep reverence, with a solemnity on our soul. For, Lord, great is our need. Lord, we stand before thee, exactly as we are. Thou dost see us, Lord, and oh, thou knowest the heart. For out of the heart proceed those things that defile a man. And Lord, they do. The evil imagination of the heart continually. One cried out, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Help us to come then with confession. And help us, O Lord, to come repenting, mourning over self and after thee. Lord, for a little season this night, we pray that there may be that to turn from all those things. Those things, Lord, that will perish here below. Lord, our sinful thoughts, evil imagination of the heart, then continually we confess it once more. But oh, to be blessedly led to turn to that new and living way, to bring it all to Jesus, to spread the matter before the Lord, to come to tell him all about it, and oh, to truly say, I hate the sins that made thee mourn and drove thee from my breast. Oh, could there be a returning? Could there be a blessed drawing? Could there be thy power known in its blessed influence? Draw us then, and we will run after thee. And Lord, do hear. Lord, our poor returns, as we would come with a thankful heart, for great are thy mercies. Great, Lord, is thy healing power. Great, Lord, and we don't deserve the least of all the mercies, is that lifting up. And Lord, we would this night humbly come and give thanks, and truly not worthy of the least of. But oh, thou remainest. And Lord, what a comfort this is. It's Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And oh, we would blessedly draw from this. We would know this in our worship. Hear prayer, the dear children. Lord, they each have precious, never-dying souls. But thou that didst say, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained praise. O Lord, in mercy, Lord, speak to them. In mercy, may they be brought in thy time and in thy way, to hear thy voice. In mercy, Lord, may they be found living stones, as it were in Salem's courts above, crying free grace unto it. Lord, this is thy work. No, our very soul's desire is let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy glory to their children. Do keep them, Lord, as the apple of thine eye. Do truly deliver them from all evil. Lead not into temptation. Thou knowest our day. And Lord, all the confusion of faith, all of man, sin and Satan. Oh, do grant all needed wisdom and help to dear parents. Strengthen them, make a way for them, appear for them. And those that, Lord, look to them. Lord, for this child I prayed, O, do in mercy appear for them. Lord, may they prove the blessing, the mercy, as dear Hannah did. And those that go forth weeping, bearing that precious seed, to come again, bringing their sheaves with them. This is the Lord's work. This is marvellous in our eyes. For thine is the power in this, Lord. Hear prayer those, Lord. The pathway of life is before. Help them in it all. To seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. To know all these things shall be added unto you. To know with God nothing shall be impossible. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Make a way, Lord, those homes. Make a way, Lord, those things and employment. Make a way, loved ones. Bind in thy love, in thy fear. Help them, Lord, to look to thee, to blessedly draw from above. This is the way. Walk in it. The footsteps of the flock looking unto Jesus. And do work in souls. And bring forth souls to thy honour, glory, eternal praise. Raise a generation to praise thee. Lord. Continue thy work. We do beg. Thou that didst say, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. We so need that word in our evil day and generation. Blessed Spirit of truth, rend the heavens and come down. Work in souls, bring forth. And may it be blessedly known, what doth hinder me to be baptized, to take up the cross and follow the Lamb in this, Lord? That single eye looking unto Jesus, help them, Lord, and bind in thy love and in thy fear. May this church and people bear one another's burdens in this. Lord, do hear prayer for those that know affliction, those that bear the burden and heat of the day, those that come with many. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also. Dear Nehemiah knew it, may they know it, having obtained help of God. Continue until this day to stand in awe in this, to sin not in this, looking unto Jesus still. Bless those that mourn, Lord. May there be that comfort ye, my people. May there be that blessedly goes forth. Hear prayer for those in deep old age and all that it brings, whether present or absent, the increasing afflictions and infirmities. But Lord, we would not deny thy power to shine through. Lord, even in that weakened body, that weakened mind, Lord, thou canst. Lord, the power is thine. Lord, we do pray then. Hear the cries of this dear church and people as they would look to thee, younger souls, older souls. Oh, thou canst, Lord, blessedly work. Lord, have mercy in all thy dealings. Remember them together. And Lord, our dear brother at the desk, and each dear deacon, Lord, in all the concerns, the affairs, this church and people, undertake for them. And Lord, may there be that in love, bearing one another at the throne of grace then. In mercy, do keep the old enemy. Lord, thou and thou alone can speak the get thee behind me, Satan. Lord, do in mercy, Lord, blessedly work then in the causes of truth that may be represented here this night. And our dear ones at home, and thy dear servant, we hope there, oh, do open his mouth wide this night. Pour in. There may be a pouring out, a leading into the truth as it is in Jesus. And Lord, we would know it here. We would know not unto us, but unto thy name. That honour, that glory. Thy will done in earth as it is in heaven. Thou knowest the need of souls this night. Lord, do strengthen the things that remain that are ready to die. Feed the sheep, feed the lamb, send none empty away. Hear prayer for one and another. In mercy then, work, and who shall let him? We pray for them as they hope to gather the coming evening. Lord, we pray for thy dear servant. Oh, that there may be help to look to Jesus. Help to cast the burden upon the Lord. Lord, for great is our need, mercy in our poor land. And yet, Lord, we can look back and we give thanks for it. Many have been those times of deliverance. Many times thou hast appeared for us. And oh, truly to blessedly prove once more, O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thy help. Oh, what a helper. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a rich heritage has been handed down to us. What blessings, what mercies our forefathers knew. Lord, they sinners, we sinners, now in our day and generation. And Lord, truly, we can bring nothing in our hands. Oh, our departings, our wretchedness, what a day. But oh, thou remainest. Lord, do prove then that rock which is Christ. In our royal house, in our parliament, raise up those, as in the days of the judges, raise up, as in the days of Isaiah, when one blessedly turned to the wall and prayed to the Lord. And oh, the enemy was turned back. Lord, be better to us then than all our sins, all our fears. We give thanks for thy mercies we can gather, none daring lawfully to make us afraid. We give thanks for thine open word, but do bless it to souls. And oh, do blessedly preserve it unto us. And if this world remain unto our children, our children's children, Lord, have mercy in this. Hear prayer, thy needy people, Lord, persecuted ones, those that know the power of darkness, those that know the desolation of abomination. O blessed Lamb, do thou overcome. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, literally, and thy one church, thy church, Lord. Oh, that the powers of hell shall not prevail against, we humbly plead it. And Lord, we pray for the peace of the city where we dwell. We come in with dear Jeremiah in this. We plead now, help, Lord, then. We plead, Lord, lead into the truth as it is in Jesus. We plead, help from above, pulpit, desk and pew. We plead to yet praise him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Oh, to blessedly know him. Help in the singing of the hymns. We ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake.
Hymn 947. Great God, to thee I'll make my griefs and sorrows known, and with a humble hope approach thy awful throne. Though by my sins deserving hell, I'll not despair, for who can tell? Hymn 947.
and complete dependence upon Thee, Lord, for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion we read in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's not on my mind to seek another word, a different word, for this evening hour. For thine is the power. There seemed to be so much more in it. But oh, may the Lord blessedly open it. And may there be a blessed knowing of it, walking it out in the pathway. But there's been that about me concerning rest, the rest that his people know, the rest in Christ Jesus, in that peace, perfect peace, that passeth understanding. And yet, as I searched, as it were, the word, nothing seemed to particularly rest upon my spirit. Lord, is this right? What wilt thou have spoken? What are the needs of souls amongst this congregation this night? The Lord knows. And I got up from that natural rest, our dear friends, home this afternoon. And this came. And oh, it came so sweetly, so quietly, in a sense. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you. The words of the dear Lord Jesus. And there is that only rest for you, weary soul. There is that only rest for you, heavy laden. That means heavy burden soul. That means such a load you may stagger under it. We read of that in the 107th Psalm, where they staggered to and fro and came to their wits' end. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He brought them out of their distresses. That's a place of rest. Whatever be the situation this night, if I come among you as the Lord's servant, he knoweth, I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. May he blessedly seal it in the quietness of his word. And oh, in the full assurances of his word, in that blessed peace then, well, may the Lord help us to look a little at it. The first word is come. Yes, there is a drawing in that word. The soul, the burdened soul, the exercised soul, knows in that word, draw me, we will run after thee. Blessed, blessed drawing. But there's something deeper here. There is a command here. And the commands of God cannot be argued against. If there's one in his house this night that is arguing against the command of heaven, so, oh, you've yet to know the power that blessedly scattereth all your arguments, all your thoughts. My thoughts, not your thoughts. My ways, not your ways, saith the Lord. You read his word. You, as one of those dear ministers of Christ in a former generation, used to say, understand, ransack his word. Where is there one that, oh, at the throne of grace did not have to bow? Moses argued at the burning bush. This soul has known that argument after argument with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, until I came to a street corner. There was Westminster Abbey over there, and the Lord cut this sinner right down in a moment, twinkling of an eye. Those arguments were gone. Oh, come unto me. And oh, soul, will be a coming with nothing. No arguments in your mind, in your tongue, in your soul, in your heart. And oh, you'll stand still. And oh, blessedly hear his voice. Be a broken vessel unto me, as Saul of Tarsus was, filled with those things, being brought up in, filled with those things he thought he knew until the Lord began. But oh, it's this same Jesus, come unto me. And so, is there a lingering? Oh, would you, as it were, hold back? Come unto me. I've often given thanks that this word is so easily found in the Word of God. A little child can find it, you know. It's there at the end of a chapter. It's there very early in the gospel. And it remains there. A command, your day, your generation. A command in your pathway, sinner, to come unto me, whatever it may mean. And oh, is it your fitness? What does the dear hymn writer say? All the fitness he requireth is to feel the need of him. Come unto me. That means a blessed drawing near, a blessed closeness. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Oh, soul, would you be a coming sinner? Coming to Jesus, just as you are. Filthy garments to know the command, take them away. Those filthy garments. And oh, to know a blessed robe of righteousness that speaks of his finished work. That speaks of those things of Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Now, before we go on, this labour, there's one that blessedly walks to and fro. For there is a walking to and fro in labour, in this blessed, blessed word this night. And oh, that one, as he goes to and fro in the garden, as he prays the same word, as he sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Come unto me. So, in that coming, may you be blessedly broken. When you consider him that endured in the garden, that endured in the power of darkness, that hung on that cross, the most wretched, awful, painful death those cruel Romans could devise. Crucified. Can you say for me, come unto me, there the sinner is a broken vessel of mercy. Oh, soul, did he labour for your soul? Is there some humble hope? Is there some humble trust? Does your soul go out to it? Was it for me, Lord? Thou didst endure such contradiction of sinners. Lord, was it for my soul that thou didst labour in the garden? Oh, this soul is the very core of real religion. Jesus Christ and him crucified. And oh, to hear the blessed Spirit say, all this was done for you. That'll break. And oh, then you'll be sweetly, blessedly drawn to come unto me. O ye that labour and are heavy laden. But this labouring of the sinner, there's a blessed labouring at the throne of grace. That's a going to and fro. That's a burden. And oh, have I described it here? Told you a little as a boy this morning. Another occasion. Walking by the seashore that evening. Those waves coming in. Those waves drawing back. Those waves coming again. It spoke to me of eternity. And where will your soul be? When, if this world remain, those waves continue to break as they've done for thousands of years, many generations. But oh, prayer, you know, has the Lord shown you what it is? And quench not his spirit, soul, come unto me. The old enemy would shut up. The old enemy would have you cease to cry, cease to pray, cease to knock at mercy's door. The case is too hard, it's too difficult, it's too impossible. Who art thou, O great mountain? But the Lord's word, may it blessedly speak tonight, still come, sinner. It's still in his word. It's still there at the close of the 11th chapter of Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew. And oh, it still blessedly speaks. Does it speak to you, sinner? Come unto me. And oh, truly, I say it again, I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply, whatever it is. Oh, is it with increasing weight? Does it crush at times? And yet, as those waves of the sea, you try to cast your burden upon the Lord. You daren't say you're not helped in it. You may be weeping soul, fainting soul. You come from prayer and you're drawn to it again. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. Blessed labouring soul. The Lord is near, very near. And that blessed labouring, he is indeed. Why, as I open this Bible this night, and you know the difficulties with my sight, but oh, I opened on the wrong page. And I open when he was entered into a ship and his disciples follow him. Mark it, the ship, the journey, and the disciples follow him. You know, you can't, when out on that sea, you can't just get off. No, the Lord was there. He was in the boat. And oh, the disciples follow him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. Covered with waves. Oh, no doubt you've all witnessed the fury of the sea in some measure. Powerful. These poor souls were in the midst of it and covered with the waves. Soul, are you covered with the waves? All thy waves and billows have gone over me, tossed to and fro, stagger to and fro at their wit's end. And he was asleep. Oh, is the pathway tried so? And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. With Christ in the vessel, one says, I smile at the storm. What a statement. If you've been in the power of a storm, if you've been in the mercies of the waves. And he saith unto them, why are ye fearful? That means full of fear. That means petrified with fear. That means overcome by fear. O ye of little faith, come unto me. They did. And they were rebuked. Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? The Lord can give that faith, you know. The Lord can strengthen that faith. Faith is the gift of God, we so clearly read. Faith from above. Oh, we'll be drawn. Come unto me. Commanded to look to that rock whence ye are hewn, the pit whence ye are digged. Then he arose. Oh, what an unspeakable mercy. What an unspeakable blessing. Then he arose. Oh, goes back to this morning, the power. Thine is the power. Take it to him. Oh, Lord, arise for my help. Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. There's his peace. There's his blessed work. There's his power. And so, oh, our heart's desire and prayer is that you may blessedly know it. It's a blessed, blessed place to stand in that holy awe, to stand amazed at the power of Jesus' name. Oh, the hymn writer blessedly goes forth. Oh, power, as there is a blessed falling before him. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate for his power, his glory. A great calm, but the men marvel. Oh, it comes back to it. His word is one this day, you know. It's not separated. It's a blessed one. Is it for you, soul? Is it for you to take home? Is it for you to know as that dear old minister of old came in so tried in his house? But oh, the word of God that night had free course and was glorified, and he records he ran down the street and he didn't half give it to the old devil, the enemy. Oh, he rejoiced in his Lord. He rejoiced in his God. He found a place of rest. And it wasn't the rest that the old enemy would have him know. It was a rest in his Lord and what he would do and what he had done for this sinner. The men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Before we go on, just one or two precious examples from his word. And may the Lord seal it to your souls. We read that king of old, Asa, well worth reading. And we read, when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. He was a good king, Asa. We read of good things in his word. We read of that he did, but oh, still troubles came. But in their trouble, it's in it, soul. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. It's when you are in labour, when you no, heavy laden, heavily burdened, come unto me in their trouble. Blessed looking unto Jesus in a gospel sense. Blessed turning, see the turning from the troubles to look unto Jesus. Oh, only he can blessedly grant that. That's a true casting of the burden upon the Lord and knowing, oh, his help. Knowing, I will all thy burdens bear, I will all thy needs supply. Why does it keep returning? So do you need it? Turn unto the Lord God of Israel, no other. You turn to the Lord Jesus, soul, in this our gospel day, no other. One mighty to save, one mighty to help, one, blessed be his holy name, sought of him. That means searched out. That means that work in the secret place of the stairs. That means that work in the closet. These are the old paths, soul. And oh, in returning and rest ye shall be saved. Blessed be his holy name. And sought him, and he was found of them. What a mercy. But also on my mind, Very much so. That one that we read of in the Gospel. Poor man. We call that mad Gadarene. You considered him. Do you know the dreadful state that poor man was in? Dwelling among the tombs, that means dwelling among the dead. Do you feel to know that? The dead things of this time state, things that will not, cannot do you any good, crying, cutting himself. What a disturbed man. What a poor wretch. No man could help him, no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Break them in pieces. No man could tame him. Always, always, night and day. There's a solemn word in the Revelation concerning those in hell at last. Those tormented night and day and have no rest. So it's where this poor man was, tormented night and day. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Some of us have learned to appreciate more the blessings of that rest. And when he giveth his beloved sleep, and even the blessings of that natural rest, and what we read of, I think it's in Isaiah, the refreshing that is known, the strengthening in it. This poor man didn't know this. This poor man laboured heavy laden, he was held. You know, a poor thing heavy laden, those burdens tied to them, secured to them, and they cannot get them off. They're with them night and day. Crying, cutting himself in the tombs, in the mountains. But when he saw Jesus, oh, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Come unto me. There's the gospel going forth. There's the power of that command. There's the power of that drawing. Come unto me. And oh, you know the account well. But how the dear Lord blessedly dealt with him. Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. We read of the swine and that solemn witness as all those ran and were choked in the sea. And then of those that went and told it in the city. Here's the power of the Lord Jesus. And what a demonstration of his power. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. He was sitting. What a remarkable difference. from roaming the tombs, roaming the mountains. What a remarkable change, city. And clothed. So, no filthy garments, no nakedness, but oh, clothed. And oh, there is that blessed robe of righteousness we've touched on. It's clothing, not your own. It's that wedding garment. What a remarkable change. All this was done for you. That blessedly prepared. Have I told you before? It's just calm, you dear younger ones. I had a great uncle. Days when I was a boy, used to come to special services and I sat beside him. I shall never forget the end of one service. I'd heard the same sermon, preached by the same minister. And oh, it was like water solemnly off a duck's back. But he, his eyes were in the distance, that old man. And he just said this. As far as I know, I was the only one that heard it. Didn't speak it to many, any in a sense. That was pure gospel. His soul had been fed. Oh, he was given that rest. That's what he came for. Given that rest in Christ Jesus. But I was going to speak. He was a London tailor, one of those famous London tailor chains. And it was a garment of the office of Lord Privy Seal. And this man was a big man, but very unusual shape. And none in that tailors could make this garment fit. And he took it to the Lord, prayed about it, and he was shown in the night seasons, he was shown in a dream what to do. And he went to the head and he said, give me that garment. I've been shown what to do. They that honour me, I will honour. Remember it, dear younger ones. And he did those changes just as he'd been shown in the dream. And it fitted perfectly. And this robe of righteousness, soul, will fit perfectly. Because it's the work of the Lord Jesus. So this poor man sitting and clothed and in his right mind. Oh, the blessings of that sound mind. But oh, the right mind. You know, where was he? Sitting before his Lord. Hearing of him. And oh, no desire to depart. No desire to return. That's the place of rest. That's the places, dear people, would know. A rest. Very close to their Lord. As dear John, oh, leant on his breast at supper. That's so close. Blessed be his holy name. Now, the time's gone, but oh, and I will give you rest. It's his blessed gift. Oh, does your soul go out to him? Lord, this that so disturbs. this that I've come so many times with, this burden, Lord. Oh, I can't bear it any longer. I will give you rest. Oh, soul, in his time and in his way, there is that rest that remaineth. One of those words I looked at, was it the Lord's word for this night? Seemed to be so blessed that we read of in the Hebrews. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And that rest remains on. And oh, that rest is blessedly laid up in store. And oh, that rest he will make his people to know. He'll blessedly bring them into it in his time and in his way. But these things are known. In a blessed sense, here below. Yes, there is that final rest. There is with Christ, which is far better. There is that rest that remaineth, the dear Paul speaks of. Blessedly yet before, not attained, but oh, his soul would reach out to it, press toward the mark for it. But oh, now for a season, if it need be, those temptations, still the pathway here to be walked out, but there remaineth that rest. O soul, wherever you may be and whatever the case may be this night, there is that that remains. There is that blessedly in his hand. There is that yet to be blessedly made known. And then your rest. And in this rest, soul, there is the fullness of praise. For oh, that's where that poor man was blessedly born. And oh, no desire at all to depart. But oh, to be with him. Far better, you see. So close to the Lord Jesus. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, not unequally yoked, but there's a closeness. There's that together. Take my yoke upon you. It comes again. I will all thy burdens bear in that yoke. I will all thy needs supply. And learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. And my burden is light, I shall yet praise him. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £640, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, and the members will be asked to stay behind briefly afterwards. God willing, Mr. Izzard will preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Chapman next Lord's Day. And the collections today are for Christian concern. Let us close with hymn 909. Why, drooping saint, dismayed? Does sorrow press thee down? Has God refused to give thee aid? Or does he seem to frown? Hymn 909.
Thank you.
O Lord, do wash, do cleanse all. But Lord, do bless, abundantly bless, thine own precious word. May it have free course and be glorified, be used to strengthen tried souls, and oh, bring forth to thy eternal praise. Take us now each under thy kind care, thy mercy. Abide with us, Lord, the day is far spent, and grant that needful rest. And Lord, do truly favour the dear brethren as they hope to gather on the morrow, to open their mouth wide, and do thou fill it. Much is the need for prayer in our poor land. Help in this, Lord. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.